the rest of the story. Colonel Meriwether Clark had lost everything. Well, now wait, almost everything. A couple of $1,000 was left in his bank account, and he'd stashed about $14,000 worth of hard liquor, if you can imagine that. But that was it. That was all that was left of Colonel Clark's once fabulous fortune. Heavy losses in the stock market were partly to blame, but mainly it was what he'd lost at the track, financially and emotionally, and I'll explain that a little later. Anyway, the colonel arrived in town on the brink of ruin, as you have learned, in the spring of 1899. Folks who greeted him would later remark that he had seemed despondent. But that was understandable, wasn't it? Colonel Clark had come to serve as presiding judge of Montgomery Park, the local racetrack. So he checked into a nearby hotel. He went to the room alone. He shut the door. And sometime during the night, he pulled the pistol from his valise and walked to the window in his dark room and stood there looking out at nothing. Nobody knows how long he stood there before putting the gun muzzle to his head and pulling the trigger. Next morning, they found him lying in a dried pool of his own blood. He was 53, and thus concludes his story. But this is the rest of the story. Meriwether Lewis Clark, Jr. was reared by two rich uncles, Henry and John. As a young man, Clark pursued a career in banking before his lifelong infatuation with horse breeding and horse racing blossomed into an uncontrollable passion. Bankrolled by his rich uncles, Meriwether traveled abroad, learned the racing business, and then returned home to promote his dream, a racetrack of his own. Once again, his uncles financed him, and the track was built. Events based on the classic races were conceived and scheduled. One particularly exciting six-day series of races. Meriwether ruled his roost sternly. He kept the bookmakers away from his establishment. He upheld the track rules rigidly, which often annoyed racing participants. He was once even shot and wounded by a local breeder whom he had disqualified for depositing his entry fee tardily. And yet, much as Colonel Clark loved the business, he was not an outstanding businessman. For while he accepted no salary for running his racetrack, he showed no profits either. In fact, to keep it running, he had to absorb the losses personally. And after 19 years, he was financially and emotionally spent. He even had to sell his beloved racetrack to get out of debt. But life without that track, well, that wasn't much of a life at all. So you know how it ended, with Clark's suicide in Memphis, April 22, 1899. But looking back 100 years, who on earth would dare call him a failure? For Meriwether's rich uncles, who made their nephew's dream come true, he honored by naming it for them, Henry and John Churchill. That's right, Churchill Downs. He named his racetrack Churchill Downs. And the opening race of Colonel Clark's annual six-day spectacular, you know about that, too. For the colonel who died brokenhearted never imagined the future world fame and spectacular success of that opening race alone. For that opening race is our annual Kentucky Derby. Now, you know the rest of the story.